Okay, we are in the middle of Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and at an hour a week, we'll take us the whole week to finish it. Okay, we are I don't have your print. What page number is that? Page Yud Gimel. Zewin Yibikfilas Hashemais. What we learned yesterday was a list of what we called questions. Really, it was a list of places where it spoke about the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu. And it said that in all of those places, Moshe Rabbeinu is unique in expressions which are unusual. So now we're going to come to explain the uniqueness of Moshe. And one of the things was that by Avram, it says Avram's name twice, there was a psik between the two names. And that by Moshe, there's no break between the two names. Now he's going to say that that's an indication of the shayrish of the difference between the two of them. V'zeu b'tfilas Hashemes, Avram, Rishon Meira al Etzem HaNefesh, Sharshei HaElyayin, Shesham Makar Medar HaNeshama. We said that the neshama bi'ikr is in Shemayim. Rak mishtal she'el mimena miktsasa beguf. Just that the neshama, that's the illustration, the nefesh achayim of the neshama, that it's mostly in Shemayim and it touches the body down here. Ki aguf urak amoy na'ala ha'neshama. The body is like a shoe of the neshama. That's interesting. We were learning on Shabbos, coincidentally, one of the fellows said that the neshama is in your shoes. So I said, what does it mean, neshama is in your shoes? I don't know, you know, it's just something he learned, that the neshama is in your shoes. So, the neshama is not in your shoes, but the idea where it's a misexpression of this idea is the idea that he brings over here. And look at the way he brings it. The neshama, we say, is spiritual, and it touches the physical world. So, rakamay na'ala neshama, the guf is like a shoe to the neshama. And just like when you wear shoes, it touches just the bottom of the body. The same thing, the body is the shoe of the neshama. You have a big, holy neshama. You don't notice it most of the time, but you're carrying it around with you all the time. Your body is just the shoe of the neshama, the bottom of that neshama. Now nikra haguf b'china sefer aglayin shal haneshama. B'zeh shekosef, shal ne'olecha me'ar aglecha. Now the simple meaning is take your shoes off when you come to talk to the Shechina. Haynu haguf. Now, it means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, take off your guf when you come to accept nevuah. Okay. Now many of you know that in Nach, when a Navi receives nevuah, he has a bittul harageshim. The Navi falls to the ground, and he's not conscious, so to speak. He's in a trance. That's the way a Navi gets nevuah. Why? Because shal nalech, you have to remove the guf as much as you could from the person in order to accept nevuah. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu was not that way. Moshe Rabbeinu was pal peh. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke with his guf as conscious as it was when he was alive. So he explains that that's merum is in the Avram, the Amosha Moshe, as follows. Avram Hasheni says Avram. The first one is the neshama. Avram Hasheni Marak Seatach Nishon Neshama Yishtar Shuv Aguf. Avram is two parts, the spiritual Avram and the physical Avram. V'zeh Kavanosam Avram, Posik Tami Begavei. There's a psik between one Avram and the other, Ratzalayim. Ben Avram Delayla, Shuha Nefesh, Bishor Shabbalam Elyain, Ben Avram Hesheni, Shumulubish Begup, Yitzayach and Shalom. There's a psik, there's a break. There's the spiritual Avram and the physical Avram. Yeshese Begavesh, Agufu Mavsik. Shalom is Dache Chaimra Kolkach. Avram didn't purify his body so much. Boyfin Shaliyah Chaitetsu Mavsik, Ben Arsen Neshama Bailam Elyain, Shimulubish Begup. He wasn't Zaychet to be so pure that it was all one. He had the physical Avram and the spiritual Avram. Avam Moshe Moshe loy posik tami begavei. There's no break between the two Marishas. Shemizdachich eslei haguf kol kach at shaloyo yochaitze to mafse klal bein ha'aris and neshama bein lamel yang shiba guf. It's very beautiful what he's saying, that by Moshe Rabbeinu, the uniqueness of Moshe was that his guf was nizdachich to the point, it was purified to the point that his body was spiritual too. So there's no psik between the spiritual Moshe and the physical Moshe. The physical Moshe is also a spiritual Moshe.
They have nothing to do with the Lashon Chiba, according to this.
It certainly is, the Pshat is Lashon Chiba. We know Pesukim Adarshin, the Pshat, and Remez. So the Pshat is Lashon Chiba, which doesn't explain anything about the Psik. And the Remez of the Psik is this Remez. So. Yes, a good kash. It's a kash that says here on the bottom. 1 second. So the idea here is that Moshe Rabbeinu uniquely had a zikuch haguf, which was a purifying of the body, which made his body spiritual. So there's no break between Moshe and Moshe, and that's why Moshe didn't need bittul harigeshim to get nevuah, because his guf was not a contradiction. Every other navi had to bittul harigeshim, means that he lost his physical consciousness when he got nevuah. Gemara describes Shaul as going into a trance when he got Nevuah, the Pasuk describes. So the Rambam says that if Navi gets Nevuah, he falls prone on the ground. He has no energy to stand. But not so Moshe Rabbeinu. I can't measure Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. I can't measure them. But this is the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were like a zillion light years from us. So they were Kulei Kaddish. But Moshe was even more than that. It's a good question. It has to do with Herbie's question. I just want to, just to show you how nicely it fits in, this whole idea, the idea that the body is like the shoe of the neshama. So Chaim Elozer's son Rabbi Yitzchak writes that explains why by Avelus you take off your shoes. Why about Avelus, you take off your shoes? When you misabel on someone, the person lost his guf. Our amuna is that the neshama is still there. The guf is the shoe of the neshama. So symbolically, we remove the shoes to show this idea that during Avelus, the guf is not there. And that's why in the Beis HaMikdash there's no shoes, because it's Ken Gan Eden. It's a place, a spiritual place, not a physical place. That's why shoes, we talk about, whenever we talk halachically about shoes, it's made from the or haguf, it's made from leather. It's made from the or of a guf of a bal chai. Because the shoe is symbolic of the physical body. So if a shoe is made out of cloth, it doesn't have the symbolism that we're talking about. The whole symbolism that the shoe symbolizes, this idea of the guf, is when a shoe is made out of the or haguf of a bal chai. And that's the idea. Now he explains, that's why if you touch your shoes, you're tame. Right? The shoe is the symbol of that. So he goes on to explain that was unique about Moshe. V'zeh hayam nei reif shiflusai v'anvasai shechoshav atzmei kilo aguf einai v'ayimer nach numa. Yesterday he went through 9 points of difference between Moshe and others. One is that Moshe said nach numa. And Avraham said, "Anochi offer ve'efer." That's you and me. No big difference. If your friend says, "I'm a nobody," or "I'm dust," well, more or less the same. He says there's difference. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Nachnu ma, I'm nothing. My physical existence is nothing." It's Avraham, "Akaponim ha'yachoshu kafer ve'efer." So Avraham, there was a zikuch haguf by Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, but it was anochi offer ve'efer. There was some physical existence by Avraham Avinu. We say the Shechina speaks through Moshe's throat. Because by him, the Shechina spoke directly through Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu's guf was kulei spiritual. So this is the idea. Now, Herbie asked the kasha, which is asked here in the Agos on the bottom of my print, that if Moshe Rabbeinu was Zaycha, because his guf was purified, so why shalno alecha mi'al raglecha? If already at that time by the snare, Moshe Rabbeinu had achieved this point of connection to the Rabbeinu Shalom, so why there is there a shalno alecha mi'al raglecha? So it's yes, here on the bottom. So it's a yeah. Before Bizman Shaman Maisha Bimarasna Dain Hutzuklazakeh Khumray. Because Hashem says Shalnar Khamiaraglacha. And says the Khema first Bisi Parnai. Bishas Marasna Dain Lai Gia Maisha Lamadrakas and the Vushals Baklaya Amira. So this is the idea of the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and others. Now, he writes in a rather long Lashon. I'm going to rather go through the Lashon step by step, which is going to tie us up. I just want to go through the nine kashas, the kashas he had. I read through it. I'll explain that each of them is understood with this. For example, he said, what does it mean as Paklar Yahami'ira? Moshe Rabbeinu saw with clarity, and the other saw with Aspaklar Yahshein Amira, with a vision that's not clear. So the answer is that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to be connected to the Rabbanu Shalom totally, even with his guf, because his guf had the zikuch haguf. So he had a clarity. The other Nevi'im, as Paklar Yashayin Amira, they couldn't totally, so to speak, see Hashem. They couldn't be panim el panim, because their panim was physical. It was not nizdakech. So therefore, that's the difference. And he explains that if you go through the psukim in Baal Ha'ischa, where Moshe and Aaron said, "Harak Achba Moshe Dibur Hashem," they complained the language of the psukim fits this theme. Moshe Rabbeinu, in his humility, didn't tell Moshe and Aaron that what you got, I got much better than you. He didn't tell them that. They saw him as an equal navi. Harak Achba Moshe. We asked why double miyud. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's, it wasn't just, did Moshe Rabbeinu, is he the only one who has Nevuah? No. Is he the one who has a unique Nevuah? A unique Nevuah, a Nevuah that's different than anybody else. That's the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu. And so too, with the other Pesukim, Im Yia Nevi'achem Hashem. And he asked that it says there, Moshe, God said to Moshe and Aaron, you don't have what he has. Hashem, do you have a nevuah of Hashem? Hashem, he explains, is the Shem Ha'etzem of Hashem. As much as we can say there's an individualized name, Hashem, the nevuah of Hashem, of somebody facing you, that's unique. That's unique to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Pe'a Dababai, Bemara Elov Ezvada. All these languages are languages of a direct exposure that Moshe Rabbeinu uniquely had.
Wasn't there another difference that for the other Nevi'im, when they got a Nevuah, it was in a very general format and they had to interpret it, whereas Moshe Rabbeinu got it like the directed whatever Hashem.
There is a difference that many Rishonim write. Based on a Gemara, that a Navi got a concept, and he had to verbalize it in his own words. The Gemara says that no two Nevi'im would verbalize it the same way. But Moshe Rabbeinu, Shechina Medamim B'Tekurainai, the exact expression was directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is what you're saying. That's also because Shechina Medaberes B'Tekurainai. Yeah, Navi is not allowed to change anything. So how could it depend on the Navi? So there's an interesting Gemara. Gemara says that when Yeshua HaMelech was king, he died 22 and a half years before the Churban. So he was king, let's say 50 years before the Churban. They found the Sefer Torah and the Heichal turned to B'chukaisai. So he said, what does this mean? So they sent to Chulda HaNaviyah. They sent to a Chulda HaNaviyah to ask her, what does this mean? So Gemara asks, why did they send to Yirmiyah Navi? Why did they send to Chulda HaNaviyah? Why did they send to Yirmiyah? So Gemara has one teretz that Yirmiyah was out of town. He went to return the 10 Shvatim back. Gemara has a second teretz. Gemara says in the second teretz that Nashim Rahmani Yisayin, women have Rahmanis, and they felt they get a better deal going to Chulda than going to Yirmiyah. So the question is, what are you talking about? The Navi gives over God's word. So what's the difference? You go to Chulda and Neviyah. Yeshua was in Amaretz. He went. So the understanding is that the nevuah is exact, but there is a certain amount in the way it's set over that depends on the Navi. That depends on what the Navi is given over. The nevuah is, I guess, to feed the tumas hanefesh of the Navi. Because Baruch Hu knows what he wants to send the nevuah, who to send it to, that it should come across in the right sense. But that's what the Gemara says. Now, the idea that he wants to get to is, as he expresses later, is Moshe kibbel Torah Mesinai, Mesara LeYeshua. Why does it say Elasha Moshe kibbel and Mesara LeYeshua? Why does it make a distinction between the way Nevuah was accepted by Moshe Rabbeinu and the way Nevuah was accepted by Yeshua? So he says that's this idea. Moshe kibbel, Moshe got it. What does kibble mean? A couple of times, you hand something to me, I get it. I get the whole thing you give me exactly as you give it to me. Moshe Rabbeinu kibble, umesara leYeshua. There's something lost in translation. Now, I don't mean chas v'shalom, major things were lost in translation. But the idea is you can't compare the kibble Torah Mesinai to the next generation, to Mesara Yeshua, Yeshua Zakenim. So he explains that that's the idea of the kibble. Kabbalah miyad liyad, that the Kabbalah is from one hand to another, very directly. That's the idea of Moshe Rabbeinu. He brings afterwards. There's a note from, I don't know if you probably have it in your print, like probably the next page. Hagah miyagay Reb Yitzchak ben Hagayna Mechaber. You have it there. So he says, Lefima shekasavnu ahevdo by Moshe liYeshua, the beschinas his dakukus hachaymer shenikra now. There are two types of levushi, or behema shaloive shainu benalim, and or atzmai. Person has his own skin, his own hide, and he has the shoes that he wears, which is also or ubasat halbisheni. Esal maishma haya oyer ba'alif. His skin was or ba'alif. L'chein ha'malah say yaisal kol neviim. Sam shamram say shal ne'alecha loshin rabim. Shetzach lahaz and beiz minei menalim. The shoe is leather. Is the skin of a balchai. By Yeshua says shal ne'alcha. Take off your shoe. Meant two shoes, but one type of shoe. And Moshe says shal ne'alecha. Double loshin of two shoes. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, the physical or, was also removed. In the next paragraph, he brings the Gemara Brachos on Zion. Ma bebayis, meis bebayis, shalom bebayis. Not to klima abayis, simiralabayis. It says, when, unfortunately, when someone dies in a family, they usually don't fight. They fight afterwards when they have to divide Yerusha. But meis bebayis, shalom bebayis. Not to klima abayis, simir. It's a bit simin if a kli is taken out of the house. Which kli? So tirgamei rapapa bimisana v'sandala, shoes. If shoes are removed, Pirish Rashi Simin Shemaitzi Acherim in Abayis. It's a bad sign that others are going to be taken out of the house. If you say Shaguf Bchunu B'Sheimin Al Siminu Shech Min Abayis Yachleitz Minale Shu Aguf Chas V'Shalom. So we're learning here, besides everything else, is this idea that wherever we find uniqueness in shoes, it's Meramis to a guf, typically to death, which would be a typical case. But otherwise, to the guf, that's nizdachich, to the guf, that's where the neshama, the sort of the shoe of the neshama. So this is the idea. Of course, chalitza with a shoe, they explain with this as well. The whole idea of the uniqueness of shoes in this area is explained in line with this hezber that he has here. So this is the idea of Moshe kibbel Torah Mesinai. The na'al, it's interesting that in Hebrew the word shoe, na'al, is somehow related to a lock, a minol. Minol is a stone and an iron, right? With a minol, the shoe, which is the guf, is somehow also a minol. It's a lock. It's, the person, when he has his guf, he's sort of locked in over here. He's locked in down here. We know there's an expression Chazal used that the Shem is looking to go back up and have its kefitivai, to have ruchnias. The shoe, which is the guf of the neshama, is the minol, it's the lock that locks the neshama down here in this world. As long as we're here in this world, that's the connection.
Well, stretch, what would you say? avodah, yeah, when they had to wear clothes, maybe it included shoes, which is simple.
Could be. I'm not aware, but it could be. It's interesting. It says the Magen Avraham, Big Day Shabbos, you have to have special Big Day Shabbos. He says shoes don't count. You don't need big. Everything else, but not shoes. Shoes don't count. They should tell that. You buy the little kids, they buy them Shabbos shoes. And no. But,
the shoes are a sign of
Klal,
right? The shoes are a sign of
Klal. I mentioned the other day, sign of Klal, because it separates the earth and the person. Also works very, very, very well with that. Anyway, this is the theme that he's explaining here. The expression, it's a little long for a 20-minute Seder, but this is the idea, all coming to explain Moshe Kibbutz Har Sinai. The uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu with this whole flow. I should mention that I had seen once, Barichos, an idea of Schus Avos, the word Schus being related to Zikuch Avos, the purity that they were Mizachich Neguv. And Avram wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu, but he was still off of Eifer. He was Mizachich his Guf in many ways. The purity of the Avos, the Schus Avos, is the Zikuch HaGuf. The idea that they were able to be mostly spiritual and only a little bit physical. And finally, the last Nakuda that I mentioned the other day, Avraham Avinu spent his life being Makariv people. Moshe Rabbeinu, the 80 years, till Shalna Alecha, was his Baidatus. He wasn't with any other human being. He was all by himself. I mean, there were human beings, but no Yidden. He wasn't Makariv anybody. Moshe Rabbeinu had Zikuch HaGuf. He, for the necessity of his mission, he was separated from Klal Yisrael for almost 80 years. I mean, he was, how old was he? Not clear how old he was when he ran away, even if he was 13. So he was away for 67 years. And then he purified himself. That was an out connection to other people. Avraham Avinu, who you would think is the one that's all himself, he's the one that's going among people. Avraham had his tachlis, and he had to be physical to whatever degree. Okay, this is the idea. Thursday we'll move on to the same Mishnah to his next theme.